Most healthcare consumers may be familiar with the practice of getting the generic version of a medication. The generics are often cheaper, and they usually have the same effectiveness of the name brand drug. Most of the time, it's not a problem, but there are certain conditions where the generic is not the best option. Some insurers require what's called prior authorization before approving the name brand medication, and that's the source of conflict Senate Bill 784 by Niceville Republican Don Gates is trying to address. Gates recounts a story he was told by a former employee who, along with her husband, was recently diagnosed with hepatitis C.
We went to the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville. They told us what we needed to do in order to manage this disease. We went to our insurance company and they said, no, you can't do that. You have to fail first with three other therapies. So we went back to the Mayo Clinic and the doctors at Mayo said, if you do that, it won't work. And by the way, you may not be around if you fail first in all three of those therapies.
It just brings accountability to the process so that the insurance industry and the managed care industry doesn't take control and interfere with decisions that should remain between a doctor and the patient.
Jesse Fry represents the AIDS Institute, which has joined a coalition of healthcare groups called Patient Access of Florida. The coalition is backing Gates's bill, which creates a decision review panel and penalizes insurers who override a doctor's decision and a patient is harmed. Fry says not every ailment or disease can be treated in the same way. For example, the practice of treating AIDS and HIV is customized to the patient. Requiring a one-size-fits-all approach could be life-threatening.
The treatments are very customized to the type of virus that an individual patient is living with. So it's critically important for people living with AIDS to get just the right medication that their doctor, through diagnostic testing, has determined is best for them.
The practice of failing first has been most prevalent in managed care, but its defenders say it's a safety mechanism. Speaking before lawmakers Monday, Florida Association of Health Plans President Audrey Brown made a case against the bill.
By identifying inconsistencies when patients are on a number of medications prescribed by different providers, detecting improper utilization of medication, and having the ability to implement age and diagnosis edits that are consistent with the Food and Drug Administration prescribing guidelines, as well as other national clinical best practices and standards. This is all in an effort to maintain patient health, as well as to prevent drug abuse and fraud.
Brown argues allowing the bill to go through could lead to wider and possibly unnecessary use of brand name medications, which could drive up costs. But Gates argues there's no evidence of that. The argument circles back to one main question: how much say should health plans have in what's best for a patient? Here's Gates.
And so, Mr. Chairman, it seems to me that what we have is an opportunity here for the people of Florida to have an to be able to listen to their physicians, to have medical treatments, including medications, but not limited to medications, that deal with their specific illnesses.
Pharmaceutical companies have backed the bill because they make a lot of money from name brand medications. Insurers and business groups trying to keep their costs down oppose the legislation. And in the middle, patients who sometimes have to fight to get the medications they need. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.